Thank you for calling the support hotline. Press 1 to speak with the next available agent.
Thank you for calling. Please continue to hold for the next available agent.
Thanks for calling online support. My name is Paul. How can I help you?
Hi. I've got a message on my computer saying that I have a Windows warning alert, some kind of spyware or riskware detected, and it gave me this phone number to call.
What exactly you were doing when you got the message on the computer, sir?
I was just like clicking around on Google and reading some articles, and I clicked on an article. I don't remember what it was, but it was just a normal like news article.
And it's the first time you got the message on the computer, right?
I would like to make a call to you, shall I?
Yeah, I've never seen.
Now tell you what happened. The security of your computer is being damaged. Some kind of infection has entered your machine that might try to hack your computer, might try to compromise your details. That might be a reason your computer is being blocked by Microsoft, because Microsoft had installed a security in such a way, if any kind of hacking attempt happens on the computer, it will block the computer and give you a number for help. That's what happened here. So being a Microsoft technician, what I need to do here is, I will go ahead, diagnose your entire problem, and I'll fix the problem for you, okay?
So Microsoft catches the virus and then blocks my computer?
No, they cannot catch the virus. They cannot protect your computer. But they can block your computer so that you will not be able to use it furthermore. So that first you need to fix your computer and then we can fix the problem for you. That's the reason.
So I also had a voice that came on the computer and said something about illegal pornography or something like that, but I didn't go to any kind of bad sites. Like, I don't understand why it said that.
So that's what we need to see, all right? I will be diagnosing everything for you, and I will be checking out what exactly is wrong with the machine and why you are having this problem, okay?
Okay. All right, so are you Microsoft then?
Microsoft. Your call has been routed to Microsoft, yes.
Gotcha, okay. Yeah, and it also said, I just want to understand, because I've never had this before. It said if I close the message that it's going to report me to the authorities. What does that mean? Why would it report me to the authorities?
Because it might be some kind of infection enters your computer. Someone is trying to hack in your machine. So that is the reason.
Oh, okay. So is this...
Need to worry about it. No need to worry about it, sir. What we need to do, I will be going ahead, diagnosing the entire thing for you, and I will be helping you further, okay?
Okay, perfect. I was going to try to just reboot the computer. Is that something that will work, or will that not work?
No, it will come again. That's it. It's a reason, because rebooting the computer will not help you here. It will come again.
Okay, well, how much does it cost to fix it?
To diagnose your problem, there is no charge. After diagnosing it, I will come to know what exactly the cost will be and how we can fix your problem. It will be done after diagnosing the things. To be honest with you, first you need to be diagnosed here, okay? Need to be diagnosed, and then I'll be able to help you out. What exactly wrong with the machine? Because exact thing, we do not know what happened, what kind of infection enters your computer. So for that reason, we need to go ahead and diagnose it completely.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that. And if there is some kind of virus or something, do you guys have some antivirus software or security software that you can put on here to stop it from happening again?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Okay, good. What kind of security software will you put on there? Just because I want to make sure it's like a really good one, so this doesn't happen again.
Security, basically we prefer security like McAfee. That's the thing, we go for that, all right? Otherwise, if you need anything else, I will be letting you know also. But for that, we need to diagnose everything, and we need to find it out, everything is working fine or not.
Okay.
According to a computer, according to the infection, we need to check it out for you.
Okay, so how do we start?
You need to focus on the keyboard. And you tell me one thing, in case the line got disconnected, may I have your phone number?
Yeah, it's 902.
Uh-huh.
105.
Uh-huh.
2578.
2578, all right. Now, may I have your name, please?
Yeah, Michael.
Complete name, sir?
Michael Smith.
Michael Steve.
Smith, S-M-I-T-H.
Michael Smith. All right, perfect, Michael. Now, you need to focus on the keyboard. On the keyboard, left-hand side, very bottom, you see a key which says CTRL, control. You see that?
Yep.
Next to that, you find a Windows key there?
Yep.
You need to just hold down the Windows key and press letter R. R as in Romeo.
Okay.
When you do that, you see a small box there?
Yep.
What the box is saying to you?
Run.
You need to type something for me on the run box, okay?
Okay.
I is in indigo.
Okay.
E is in echo.
Okay.
X as in X-ray.
Okay.
P as in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
L as in London.
Okay.
O as in Oscar.
Okay.
R as in Romeo.
Okay.
E as in Echo. Now you need to give a space. You need to give one space over there.
Okay, got it.
After the space, you need to type there support. S-U-P-P-O-R-T, support.
Okay. All right, got it.
After support, you need to give a dot like a period.
Okay.
And then type M as in Mike, E as in Echo.
Got it.
Now click on OK on the box and let me know what comes up.
Okay. Nothing came up. What's supposed to come up? Let me maybe I can try it again. Let me see. Is it supposed to do something?
If something comes up and you click on OK, if something comes up, let me know.
Nothing came up when I clicked OK.
All right, let me go ahead and transfer your call to the senior technician, OK? They will help you.
Thank you for staying online. Are you still there?
Still here, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to help you. May I know that how old is your computer?
I've had it for about 5 or 6 years.
And may I know that which Windows is running in your computer?
I think I've got Windows 10 on now. That's the newest one?
Okay, that's fine. So, what can you see there on the screen?
Right now, it's just saying I've still got the internet open, and it says that there's a Windows warning alert and that some kind of malicious spyware or riskware detected.
Okay. Let's do some steps. We'll try to see if we can connect with your computer to help you. So I'm going to guide you some steps. You have to follow me, and we'll see. Okay. So look at your keyboard on the left bottom corner. Can you see the Windows key there on the keyboard?
Yeah. And with the last guy, we tried the Windows R, and then I typed in some stuff, but it didn't do anything.
Well, do you have Google Chrome in your computer?
I do.
Okay, that's fine. I'll request you to go ahead and press and hold down the Windows key and then press R. R as in Romeo.
Okay, got it.
Did you get that small box run on the left bottom?
Yeah, I see it.
Okay, in the run box, something written there?
It has the thing that I typed in earlier. Say it one more time, so maybe I typed it wrong.
Okay, delete whatsoever written in that box. Delete it.
Okay, deleted it.
Okay, you have to type in the box Chrome. Chrome. Chrome.
Okay. Got it.
Okay, then give a space.
Okay.
And then type www. support.me.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. So, can you repeat what exactly you typed in?
I typed in Chrome, Chrome, with space, www.support.me.
Okay. Push OK on the box.
Okay. Still not doing anything. It didn't do anything.
So you're not getting any new page on the screen?
No, it's just the run box is still sitting there. I tried clicking OK.
Are you sure? Okay, so you're clicking on OK, nothing happening.
Yeah, I tried enter. I tried pressing enter too.
Okay, still not working anything.
No.
Okay, no problem. Let's do one thing. Let's hard shut down the computer. Do you know how to completely turn off the computer?
Yeah, I'll do that right now.
Okay, please go ahead and do it.
Okay. Okay, it's shutting down now.
Okay. So may I know that what you were doing on the computer when you get this message?
I was on a website. I went somewhere from Google, and I was just looking at articles. I don't remember what article it was, but it was just a regular, like, I don't know, something about Michael Jackson or something. I don't know. It's just a regular news article. But it says,
okay.
It said in the message that because it started, a voice came on and started talking to me, and it said that I have got in trouble for some kind of illegal pornography or something, but I didn't go to any bad sites, so I don't understand why it said that.
Okay. We can't say exactly what had happened with the computer, but if we will connect with the computer, then we can check what exactly happened. So, do you have any kind of antivirus protection in your computer?
I just have Windows Defender, or whatever it comes with, I think, is Windows Defender.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, my computer's back up now.
Okay. Your computer is up?
Yeah, it's running. I'm logged in.
Can you see all the icons on the screen?
I can.
Okay. Can you go to Google? Google Chrome.
Okay. Yep. Google Chrome. Okay.
Is it open?
Yeah, it's open now.
What is the home page on the screen?
It just says Google.
It says Google. Okay, that's fine. In the Google box, which is on the screen, you have to type over there www.support.me.
Okay, it says support connection.
Okay, so you get the page support connection. Okay, so
yeah.
Is it asking for a 6-digit code?
My internet's working fine now. I'm not getting a message.
A message can come up quickly anytime. Actually, it's running on the background now. That's why we rebooted the computer. It might be possible that once again it will pop up and lock the screen. So we have to quickly do these steps so that we can stop the viruses. So I'm going to give you the code. You have to type there in the box. Okay? The code is 739-952.
739-952.
Yes. You have to click on start download.